Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Texas lawmakers are concerned as coronavirus case numbers continue to rise. Here's KRLD's John Little.
With more than 5,000 new cases in Texas today, a new record, Texas Speaker of the House Dennis Bonin is miffed that some insist on going without a mask, arguing it messes with their liberties.
Whether you wear a mask in public is not expressing freedom and liberty. It's actually taking freedom and liberty from others if this virus continues to grow and expand in positive cases.
Meanwhile, Governor Abbott is allowing local leaders to impose restrictions on outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people. And he's also directing Health and Human Services to come up with emergency rules for child care centers in Texas to stop the spread. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
About 1,000 people in DFW are hospitalized because of COVID.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says this is the first time the region has surpassed 1,000 coronavirus hospitalizations and that Dallas County is dealing with its highest COVID-19 hospitalizations so far. But Stephen Love with the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council says the North Texas region still has more than 5,000 hospital beds available and the ability to add thousands more.
We could add about another 3,000 to 3,500 hospital beds on our existing campuses.
Dallas County reported 445 new cases today and 7 more deaths. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some federally funded testing sites in Dallas may be closing by the end of the month. The city has been notified already that the federal support will not continue past June 30th for the testing site at the AAC, the Ellis Davis Field House, the 3 walk-up sites, and 2 more mobile units. The city says they are weighing their options on how to keep them open because of the surge of coronavirus cases lately. The 2 drive-through testing sites have seen really long wait times in the past few days, causing both to have to close early.
Tarrant County, 260 new cases today. The health director, Vinny Tenacious, says people have been letting up on their social distancing.
We had, Mother's Day and other holiday, Memorial Day-related parties and get-togethers. We had the protests.
Tarrant County reporting 1 more death today, the victim from Fort Worth in her 70s. And there's another warning because we've got another holiday coming up next weekend with the 4th of July.
Denton County reporting 83 new cases of COVID-19 today, and that pushes their countywide total to just over 2,300. There have been 36 COVID-19 deaths so far in the county since the pandemic started, but they have not had a coronavirus fatality in more than a week.
Dallas County, several others around the state, now require their employees and customers to wear masks.
The Texas Restaurant Association, their Kelsey Erickson-Stroyfert, says the science and data show face coverings are an effective tool to slow the spread of COVID-19. They're recommending customers be required to wear face coverings unless they're seated at a table at least 6 feet from the next one.
Anytime the customer gets up to use the restroom, coming and going, face covering should be used. And then for employees, the recommendation is that employees wear a face covering anytime they're interacting with the public.
She says restaurants can post notices now if they'd like, but they'd like the order to come from the top in case a member of the public becomes irate and tries to blame the diner. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas mayor is unveiling a new initiative to help the city's small business get back on track. Carol, East Austin York has the details.
It's called Dallas Forward, and its goal is to provide a hub to help small businesses navigate through this pandemic. One task, helping businesses get PPE by distributing donations. Mayor Eric Johnson says PPEs are essential because the sooner we answer the health questions, the sooner the economy opens up further.
The less people feel like it's safe to reengage in the economy at the level they were before, we won't get this economy back on track.
Former president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Richard Fisher, is co-chair of Dallas Forward, and added that the Dallas ISD and AT&T are close to a plan to provide free internet service to all DISD students. Austin York News Radio 1080, KRLD.